Hello， 大家好，我是 Rebecca， 欢迎收听必胜教室。今天呢，要来带大家进行口说篇的第二部分。那我们会从朗读短文开始，那我们就马上开始吧。Do you like reading? 你喜欢阅读吗？ If you do, you shouldn't miss this year's book fair in Taipei. 如果你爱看书的话，你就不应该错过今年的台北书展。Should not 的缩写呢，我们念作 shouldn't。大家后面看到的 book fair 就是书展的意思， F-A-I-R fair 就是市集的意思。 There are different kinds of books waiting for you， 有超多书在那边等着你哦。 If reading is not one of your hobbies， be sure to come anyway。 Hobby 呢就是兴趣的意思，复数呢我们把 Y 去掉，在后面加上 I-E-S， 念作 hobbies。这边呢，为了要强调阅读不是你的兴趣，我们可以把 not 念得重一点。If reading is not one of your hobbies. 接着呢，我们来看下一句。We have several famous writers coming. 数个的或者是很多个的，我们念作 several, several. 接下来呢，这个很常用的字 famous 你念对了吗？这边的 A 是长母音的 A 的音。Famous, famous.千万不要念成 famous 哦。They will tell you the advantages of reading and help you to fall in love with it. 这个句子里面呢，有一个很难的字 advantage， 也就是优点的意思。三个音节 advantage， 大家可以跟着念念看 advantage。大家都会了吗？看完了文章，我们就来听听看外国老师是怎么样来朗读第七题的短文的哦。
Seven.Do you like reading? If you do, you shouldn't miss this year's book fair in Taipei. There are different kinds of books waiting for you. If reading is not one of your hobbies, be sure to come anyway. We have several famous writers coming. They will tell you the advantages of reading and help you to fall in love with it.
好啦，我们休息一下，一起来看看今天的严选佳句吧。严选佳句。
The word impossible is not in my dictionary. Napoleon Bonaparte.
大家一定都听过拿破仑的名言，我的字典里面没有不可能。那么你们知道这句话是怎么来的吗？当然，拿破仑是法国人。所以他一开始说的当然是法文，后来才被别人翻译成英文的。拿破仑当初的原句翻成英文其实是 You write to me that it is impossible, the word is not French. 你写信跟我说这不可能，但是 impossible 这个字呢才不是法文。虽然这句话原本是带有浓厚的傲慢，但是翻译后的版本听起来却非常的励志哦。The word impossible is not in my dictionary.意思呢，就是在世界上呢，没有我办不到的事情，是能够展现拿破仑的自信的一句话。拿破仑呢，他是法国历史上伟大的军事家和政治家，除了带领法国屡屡战胜其他国家之外呢，他还修订了拿破仑法典，对后世影响非常深远哦。好啦，那我们再来复习一下这个月的严选佳句。 The word impossible is not in my dictionary. 我们下次见咯，拜拜。
GPT 必胜教室口说篇第三部分回答问题。
接着呢，我们要来看第三大题问答，总共有四题。同学们听题目的时候千万不要紧张，题目会播放两次。那如果在第一次播放的时候听不懂整句话的意思也没有关系，只要找出关键字和疑问词。第二次播放题目的时候呢，再把注意力放在第一次没有听懂的地方就可以啦。准备好了吗？我们马上来听第八题的题目吧。
8. If your friends came to visit you in your city, where would you take them? 8. If your friends came to visit you in your city, where would you take them?
不晓得大家有没有找出关键字了呢？刚刚我们听到If your friends came to visit you in your city, where would you take them? 如果你的朋友来到这个城，你的城市拜访你的话，就是 visit you, 你会带他们去哪里吗？ 没错，我们的关键字就是 where。看到 where 这个字呢，我们就知道要回答的是地点。那这边大家要注意一个很特别的用法 ，if your friends came to visit you。大家有注意我们在这边用的是过去式 came 这个字吗？当我们所要表达的事情和事实相反的时候呢，我们就会使用假设语气来表示这件事情其实没有发生哦。假设语气当中呢，我们要用过去式来代替现在式。举例来说好了，如果我是一只鸟的话，我就可以飞上天空。If I were a bird, I could fly in the sky. 事实上呢，我根本就不可能是一只鸟。所以这边呢，我们会用过去式 were 以及 can 的过去式 could 来表示。诶，没错，你没有听错哦。为什么要用 were 呢？在假设语气当中呢，我们 I 的过去式是使用 were 而不是 was。所以在这里也是一样的，我们会用 if my friends came to visit me, I would blah blah blah。那么如果朋友来的话，你们会带他去哪里呢？最简单的就是去山上 mountain。或者是沙滩 beach， 在这两个地方呢，都可以欣赏到自然美景。I will take them to mountains to enjoy nature's beauty， 或者是呢 ，I will take them to beaches to play outdoor activities。我会带他们去沙滩上面玩户外活动，也就是 outdoor activity。除了自然美景之外呢，你还有很多不同的选择哦，像是去逛街啊 ，go shopping， 或者是去参访古迹。Visit old buildings 等等都是很棒的行程呢。好啦，现在由外国老师来帮我们示范一下怎么回答这题吧。
If my friends came to visit me, I'd take them to a park to admire nature's beauty. I think many tourists often ignore this. If my friends came to visit me, I'd take them to the mountains. They love outdoor activities.And there are great places for hiking and sports in my hometown.
好的，接着是第九题。
9. Imagine you are about to pay for your dinner when you realize you have forgotten to bring your wallet. What would you do? 9. Imagine you are about to pay for your dinner when you realize you have forgotten to bring your wallet. What would you do?
第九题一开始呢，我们看到了 imagine 这个字。没错，从这一秒开始呢，请你拿出你的想象力。要想象什么呢？ You are about to pay for your dinner. 你准备要付晚餐钱了。所以你的脑海里面要浮现出你正在结账。接着呢， When you realize you have forgotten to bring your wallet. 但你发现你忘了带你的 wallet, 也就是钱包。What would you do?到底该怎么办才好呢？最简单的方法当然就是打电话找人来救你啦。I would ask someone to bring my wallet to the restaurant so I could pay. 咦，为什么我要用过去式呢？还记得刚刚我们才说过的假设语气吗？因为你是在想象你忘了带了钱包，所以这件事情根本就没有发生。和现在的事实相反的话呢，我们会用过去式来表示。所以呢，这边我们用 would 和 could。 还有什么办法呢？我想想哦。如果是很熟的老板的话，或许可以用下面这个办法哦。 I would ask the shopkeeper if I could pay next time. 我会问问看老板可不可以下次再付钱。不知道外国老师是不是有其他方法呢？我们来听听看他的示范回答吧。
I would tell the waiter that I forgot my wallet. Then,I would ask to leave him with my cell phone until I could return to pay. I would ask someone from home to bring my wallet to the restaurant, so I could pay. 10. What would you do if you got lost in an unfamiliar place? 10. What would you do if you got lost in an unfamiliar place?
相信大家都找到第十题的关键字了，那就是 What would you do?你会怎么做呢？所以我们知道这题是要我们回答一个方法。那么我们来看看到底发生了什么事情呢？ What would you do if you got lost in an unfamiliar place? 如果你在一个 unfamiliar place, 也就是陌生的地方迷路了，该怎么办呢？这题问我就对了，我真的常常在路上迷路。这个时候呢， I will check the map and try to find out where I am now. 我会看看地图，找找看我现在到底在哪里。但是有时候打开 map 还是找不到路诶。这个时候呢，你就可以去问问路人，毕竟在地的人才是最熟的嘛。I would go inside a store or a restaurant to ask for help. 我一定会冲进去商店啊，或者是餐厅问路。After all, there are locals, so they should be familiar with that place. 如果是你迷路的话，该怎么办呢？我们来问问看外国老师好了，说不定他们有很棒的答案哦。
If I got lost in an unfamiliar place, I wouldn't worry. I always carry a map and compass when I travel, and could quickly get back on track. If I got lost in a strange place, I would go inside a store or restaurant and ask a worker for help. I think that's safer than asking a stranger on the street. 11. If you could be an animal for one day, what would you want to be? 11. If you could be an animal for one day, what would you want to be?
大家一定有在心里偷偷想过这个问题。如果你可以变成一种动物的话，你要变成什么呢？这就是我们第十一题的题目啦。If you could be an animal for one day, what would you want to be? 好吧，那大家想要变成什么呢？刚刚呢，我们介绍的假设语气又可以拿出来用咯，因为你一定不可能会变成那一种动物的，所以我们要用假设语气。If I could be an animal for one day, I would want to be blah blah blah。我想想看哦，如果是我的话，我超想要变成猫的。If I could be an animal for one day, I would want to be a cat. 哈，你问我为什么？ Because cats only sleep and eat. 当然是因为猫咪可以一直吃饭和睡觉啊。They don't need to go to school. 而且他们也不用去上学。什么什么？你问我们有没有 second choice, 第二顺位的选择吗？大概就是 dove, 鸽子了。Doves can fly in the sky and see beautiful scenery around the world. 因为鸽子可以在天空中飞翔，还可以看全世界的美景，诶，真的是超棒的。你最想要变成什么动物呢？赶快来听听外国老师的答案吧。
If I had to choose an animal, I'd be a dolphin because I love to swim. Also, dolphins are big and strong. If I could be an animal for a day, I'd be a cat.My cat only sleeps and eats. It'd be nice to relax all day.
不知道大家有没有注意到今天我们的第三大题全部都是假设语气呢？再来帮大家复习一下假设语气该怎么用哦。如果今天我们要说的是和现在事实所相反的话呢，我们会用过去式来代替现在式。再举个例子好了，常常我们给建议的话都会说，如果我是你，我就怎样怎样，对不对？在英文当中呢，我们就可以说 If I were you, I would blah blah blah. 因为我不可能真的变成你嘛，所以呢，它就是一个跟现在事实相反的假设语气哦。这样大家都会了吗？记得要多多复习才会进步哦。毕生教室，我们下次见啦，拜拜。